On the second floor of the Library of Virginia, 15 teams huddle around tables, some typing rapidly on laptops, others looking pensively at screens. There are college students and data scientists, accountants and public health experts, coders and designers.
We're focusing on things that really impact Virginians.
Anthony Fung is Deputy Secretary of Technology for the governor.
If you have passionate people, even if they don't focus in a particular area, they can come up with imaginative types of concepts and really run with it and develop something very innovative.
Stakes are high for this year's governor's Datathon. The tools and apps teams create could save lives.
My name is Wesley Combs, and I'm with Mountain States Health Alliance.
Wesley Combs is from Southwest Virginia, an area hard hit by prescription opioid addiction and overdoses.
I've seen the opioid epidemic really take a hold of that region. We see it at the hospital level, ambulatory and acute care. It knows no borders.
After falling in 2015, prescription opioid overdoses in Virginia rose to 465 people in 2016. Heroin and fentanyl deaths jumped 70% in that same period to more than 800 deaths.
We have to do something. And so I personally believe that there are answers in these data sets that you put them in the right hands, you get the right analytic tools against it. I really think we can start to see trends and make actionable alerts. Actionable things that we can do to attack this problem.
Datathon teams sifted through public information on overdoses, crime, and education, as well as financial, prescription, and treatment data. They were also given questions to contemplate. What risk factors can be used to identify individuals early in need of treatment? How do those addicted to prescription opioids make the jump to heroin? Is depression a substantial factor in the rise in opioid abuse?
It's a great opportunity to see individual teams at a very short, within a very short amount of time to come up with some creative ideas.
Vijay Mehra is a technical mentor for the Datathon teams.
What I find exciting is the ability that they have to think outside the box, be creative about how do you really apply this data to solve a specific problem. And you often don't find that in day-to-day operational environments.
Participants are taking diverse approaches to a complex problem, says Kevin Keough. He's a director at CapTech, a sponsor of the Datathon.
It's not like there's a single question that 15 teams are trying to answer. There's a lot more latitude and a lot more opportunity for unique thought and unique solutions to be developed.
The Datathon also invited subject matter experts to serve as mentors to the teams.
I'm Michael Quinn. I'm the Community Relations Director at McShin Foundation.
And I'm Marta LaFleur. I work for CapTech, which is one of the sponsors here, and am on the board of the McShin Foundation.
LaFleur's daughter died of an overdose. Quinn is in recovery from an opiate addiction.
We had a team and we said, well, maybe we start doing drug tests at pediatric levels. And they're like, okay, so 17, 18. And we're like, yeah, no, 10, 11. So it's clarification more of the perception of what's out there and the reality of what's out there, I think.
Yeah, we kind of bring the human entity, like their brains kind of work in terms of science and data. And so we provide that human experience that kind of makes it all come back together holistic.
Teams have 2 days to develop their projects, then just 5 minutes to present to judges. Wesley Combs and his colleagues with Mountain State Health Alliance built a tool that could be used by city officials.
So people that could take action and say, okay, we're seeing a spike in activity in this certain zip code, and so we don't have first responders. What kind of community resources do we have in that area? And so you're looking at trends. I mean, it could be anything from, you know, auto theft up to, you know, other kinds of burglary, murder, homicide, anything. And so we're looking at all those different correlations there.
Virginia's Department of Transportation also competed. Andrew Sweeney and his co-workers were decked out in hard hats and yellow vests. Their expertise included emergency planning, business innovation, and technical backgrounds.
We have some amazing talent, folks that just innovative thinkers, and we approach these everyday problems, and something as big as the opioid crisis is just a great opportunity for us to come out and, you know, just be a part of the solutions.
In Sweeney's presentation to the judges, he said the VDOT team developed their idea after pondering the data.
We found this staggering statistic that 80% of heroin users get onto heroin starting out by abusing prescription drugs. So if we can stop addiction early, if we can do something, build a tool that can help providers and patients stop early, then that's where we are going to focus.
VDOT's proposal is a tool that helps people safely return unused prescription opioids while gathering usage data and feeding it back to the prescribing doctor. Others also focused on prevention by using data from the PMP, or Prescription Monitoring Program. One created an app where a patient advocate, like a friend or family member, could see when a loved one was refilling a prescription.
Alexa, open Prescribe.
Please say patient ID.
Prince William County's team, the third place winner, incorporated the growing use of voice-based artificial intelligence, creating an algorithm to help doctors more easily access risk analysis.
Prescription history.
Susan has been prescribed 3, Schedule 2 narcotics in the past 60 days. Risk factor. Hi, would you like me to provide more information in the Prescribe web application?
Another team developed an app connecting those overdosing with people trained to use the opioid reversal drug naloxone. Chesterfield County developed a tool to monitor effectiveness of drug treatment and prevention programs. The second place winner was a team from CPA firm Kearney & Company. They made a dashboard that aligns funding for drug programs with death rates from opioids.
So our problem statement was looking at, is there a need for greater transparency and oversight of resources? And what we actually found is that there's $22.5 million from 2016 that was funded but never spent related to opioid programs. So there's an opportunity here as you get better transparency over this issue and the funding associated with it to better use available resources.
The winner of the 2017 Governor's Datathon included data scientists from Analytics, Adventures, and staff from the Virginia Center for Addiction Medicine.
Part of the reason we're in this opioid epidemic now is because of overprescribing, lack of education, and lack of resources in the communities.
I looked at the questions to be solved, and in my mind, immediately I could envision an app that would hit at least 5 or 6 of the questions to answer in one iteration of it.
Stas Nowitzki says their holistic approach addressed many of the questions posed by Datathon organizers. And as a person in recovery, he was able to connect a lot of dots.
And I was thinking of what did I want when I was in early recovery, and what did my parents want? And then I reached out to my friend, Captain Zohab of the Richmond Police Department, and got his feedback on what would work from the police side. And so that all came together in the user interface that I designed through the process. And then we put all the pieces together.
Nowitzki explains how the app works. First, it serves youth.
Middle school to high school age. This app could be deployed to them at the middle school level during their health classes. Then they could later use it, you know, in their personal life if they're feeling stressed. But it offers them cognitive behavioral therapy techniques. And it also connects them to resources in their community, so jobs, mentoring, hobbies, and sports. So keep them engaged in the community, connected to people that are doing well and want to see them succeed. Because if we connect our youth with the proper resources and mentorships, and we keep them engaged in their life, they're much less likely to go and fall into drug use if they see something positive coming out of, you know, staying clean and doing well.
The app also provides resources for parents, connecting them to support groups, recovery coaches, and treatment options. And it serves people with addiction.
And so it's got 8 main modules that are based on SAMHSA's Wheel of Wellness. And so these 8 different areas, such as housing, environment, financial health, all of these are built into there, would be built into there, and it would allow the individual to kind of check those off their list to make sure that they're achieving overall wellness instead of just in one narrow aspect.
The tool is also designed for emergency personnel. They can use the app to report data from overdoses and arrests, to communicate with other departments, and to connect people with treatment resources.
And the next part is for community resources. And so these would be individuals that want to volunteer, or perhaps a treatment center, such as the Virginia Center for Addiction Medicine, or someone who just wants to mentor people and they're, you know, they get a check, go through the process, get approved, whatever. And so what happens when the users are using, so when the teens or people that are addicted flag that they want to learn more about this topic or they're looking for a job or whatever, on the community resource screen, they would get flagged that, hey, someone's looking for these resources. Are you willing to help? You would hit, you know, yeah, I'm willing to take on 2-3 people, whatever. And then you would get assigned to them.
The Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Services would also use the app to see where and what resources are needed and reimburse private and public entities for the work they're doing.
I believe that we've created overall a well-developed concept, and I think seeing it implemented would greatly reduce opioid overdoses and drug use in Virginia and probably nationwide as well.
All the 2017 Datathon ideas will be shared with leaders in health and public safety, as well as recovery organizations. Finalists will present their projects to State Health Commissioner Marissa Levine and Secretary of Health Bill Hazel. For Virginia Currents, I'm Catherine Kump, WCVE News.